Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, we are the Dragons of St. George's. The Dragons are Jade, Billy Poole, Ethan, Connor, Kieran, Bethany and myself, Oscar. We hope you enjoy the show. Now for your weekly sports news. Disabled table tennis Tom Johnson, who played at Rookley Table Tennis Club, got off to a flying start at the first of the season tournaments by winning the Open standing event. Tom won in straight sets in a final against Joshua Moore from Dorset. Tom was born with hemiplegia, which is a paralysis down one entire side of his body. He does not let debility get in his way, and it certainly does not get in the way of competing at national level. After several months of training, Tom was pleased with his performance and is looking forward to the next event in November, which hopes of progressing in the future. His coach said Tom has only been playing in competitive tournaments for the disabled for 2 years. He continues to go from strength to strength. Well, that's it from your local sports. Catch you next time.
Hi, it's Nicola here. Here are your top 10 singles of the week. At number 10, Lost Without You, Freya Ridings. Number 9, All I Am, Jess Glynn. Number 8, Electricity, featuring Dua Lipa, Silk City. Number 7, In My Mind, Dinoro. Number 6, Shallow, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. At number 5, we've got Let You Love Me by Rita Ora. Number 4, I Love It, Kanye West and Lil Pump. Number 3, Happier by Marshmello and Bastille. Number 2, Promises, Calvin Harris. And at number 1 this week, Funky Friday by Dave. Now for your top 10 albums of the week. At number 10, it's Sweetener by Ariana Grande. Number 9, Mamma Mia soundtrack, various artists. At number 8, it's Dancing Queen by Cher. Number 7, Staying at Tamara's, George Ezra. Number 6, appropriately, 6 by You and Me at 6. Number 5, Kamikaze by Eminem. Number 4, The Greatest Showman, various artists. Number 3, Blood Red Roses by Rod Stewart. At number 2, it's Trench by 21 Pilots. And your number 1 album of the week, it's A Star Is Born, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. That's it for your top 10 this week. Catch you next time.
Hi, it's Billy Blair with all your local Isles events. Weekend nights at Black and Shine. The event will take place every night at Black and Shine from the 20th of October to the 3rd of November. It starts at 6 p.m. and finishes at 10 p.m. Wicked Night is a spooky event specially for Halloween. There will be lots of scary characters and pretty of strange accurately, but please be aware that there will be loud noises, strobes lighting and vessel effects. So come along this Halloween if you dare. To book your ticket, please call 01983 730330. That's it for me and your local Isle events. Catch you next week.
Hi, this is Connor with your local Isle news. Memorial set up to honour British soldier. The Lord Lieutenant of the RLY and Major General Martin White have recently unveiled a wonderful memorial stone at Kells Parade to honour one of Britain's soldiers. The unveiling ceremony honoured Field Marshal Viscount Gort, whose military record included winning the Victoria Cross. His family also once owned the now demolished East Kells Castle. During the First World War, when Gort was a young officer, he won the Armed Forces' highest award for bravery during battle, and he later served as the professional head of the British Army. He is most famously remembered for commanding the British forces sent to France in the first half of the Second World War. The beautiful service was attended by members of Viscount Gort's family, and wreaths were laid in memory. What a great way to honour those who gave so much to our country. Well, that's it from me this week for your local island news. Catch you next time.
Hi, it's Bethany here. Food fans, I've been cooking this week. Here's your weekly recipe. Lemon and yogurt chicken flatbreads. The ingredients you'll need are 2 skinless chicken breasts cut into strips, 1 lemon, 1 garlic clove, a pinch of cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of olive oil, 4 flatbreads, 4 tablespoons of Greek yogurt, a red pepper, small lettuce finely chopped. To make your yummy flatbreads, put the chicken in a bowl. Strip some zest from the lemon and juice it. Mix in the garlic, cinnamon and oil and cover over and leave to chill for an hour. Heat a griddle pan, then thread the chicken strips into a metal skewers and grill for a couple of minutes each side. Warm the flatbreads, then spread on a plate. Spread on yogurt, place the chicken strips between them and then fold or roll the breads over. Add extra seasoning if you wish. Enjoy. Well, that's it from me with your weekly recipe. Catch up next week.
Hi, it's Kieran here. Today I'll be asking Connor some questions. What is your favourite game?
My favourite game is Minecraft.
Minecraft? That's an open world where you can build things, is it?
Yes, it's a very open world game.
How much is it?
It is about £13 in the store.
On Xbox, PlayStation, anything like that?
Yeah, they're on all platforms, even the Switch.
Oh, why do you like games?
I like games because I just find them fun.
What sort of way?
Well, it's a lot better than just roaming around in the extremely horrible cold weather.
Okay, what console do you use?
I use PlayStation.
Which one?
PS4.
Why PS4?
PS4 is so much better than the Xbox.
I know it is. It has better reviews than Xbox.
Yes.
And plus, when I got mine, even said on the box, best-selling console, which
yes,
I'm happy about.
Hmm.
I've always been a PlayStation guy, have you?
Yes.
What PlayStations have you had?
I have had a PS2, I've had a PlayStation 1, I've had a PlayStation 3. So I've basically had all of them.
Well, I've had a PS1, PS2, PSP, and a PS4.
Yeah.
That's it from me this week. Catch you next time.
Hi, it's Ethan here with your weekly car trivia. 60 million cars are produced worldwide every year. That's 165,000 cars per day. What's more, of 165,000 cars, only 14 are Ferraris. Did you know the average person will spend 2 weeks of their life stopped at red lights? The inventor of cat's eyes was Percy Shaw of West Yorkshire. When the tramlines were removed in the nearby suburb of the Emblem Thorn, he realised that he had been using a polished strip of steel to navigate them at night. The average age of a car on the UK roads is 7.7 years. This is due to people deciding to hold onto their cars for a bit longer since the 2008 recession. The most popular car colour in the world is white. As of 2011, white has been the most popular around the world, pimping silver to the post. Only exception where this is not the case is Indian, where silver is still the preferred colour. Well, that's it for me this week. Catch you next time. We have been the Dragons of St. George's. It's goodbye from us, and make sure you tune in next week.